Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Jared McNeil, the director of the Library of Congress National Book Festival.
And we are speaking to you. You are currently, right now, as we speak, at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center, because on Saturday, September 3rd, the Library of Congress is hosting the National Book Festival. Before we get to the actual lineup, because there's some really exciting people involved this year, but before any of that, let's take like a big picture overview. How many years has the Library of Congress been doing the Book Festival?
We've been doing the book festival for 22 years. Over the past 2 years, we've been forced to do it virtually because of the pandemic and wanting the safety of the authors and our attendees. But this year we are getting back to in-person, and we're really excited to have our 22nd year here at the Walter E. Convention Center, as you said.
Yes. And how has it grown over the years? Was it always in the convention center, or did it start smaller and it grew so much you had to move to the convention center?
Yeah, Jason, that's a great question. It's had a life cycle of different iterations. It started on the east side of the Capitol, on the lawn there, just between the Capitol and the Library of Congress. And it was there for a few years and grew to basically move to the National Mall, where it lived for a number of years. And then eventually, you know, the allure of coming to the convention center with air conditioning and bathrooms, it got us, and we've been here for a few years now. So, yeah, it's had a life cycle.
That's great. Well, it's a great space for events like this. That's where they do, you know, all the awesome con and all the conventions and stuff. So the book festival, it's a big deal now. All right. Tell us some of the authors that are going to be there. There's some great titans of literature and music and beyond, actually.
Yeah, it's great that you say that. Yeah, we have people with definitely a lot of vocations and actors and performers, but also some of the literary greats of our time. So on our main stage, we have Janelle Monáe, speaking of performers and individuals who have multiple talents. We have Nick Offerman, which many people know from Parks and Rec, but he is talking to us about an upcoming book that's titled Where the Antelope Play. We have Niall DeMarco, who is a deaf author who is been known for America's Next Top Models and Dancing with the Stars, and now he will be gracing us talking about his book as well. We have, you know, 10 stages of authors that'll be here at the convention center, as well as an additional stage focusing on individuals connecting with the Library of Congress and learning about what the Library of Congress does in addition to the National Book Festival. So a lot of great names and a lot of great presentations lined up for this Saturday.
Great. What I don't know if you mentioned it or not. What is Janelle Monáe going to be talking about? What book?
So she is talking about, as you know, she's an American songwriter. She's an actress. She's a producer. She does fashion. I mean, fashion icon. Everyone knows her from, basically a world of different talents. But she is speaking with us about The Memory of a Librarian and Other Stories of a Dirty Computer. And she had a great conversation with the Librarian of Congress recently. And I know that Dr. Carla Hayden, the Librarian of Congress, is very excited about her coming to our main stage.
Oh, yeah. Talk about, right, got to be right at the top of the list of the most versatile artists working today. Not only all the great music, but I mean, movies and Moonlight and Hidden Figures, and she can do it all. So that's really cool. That's a big get for you all. I'd just like to have a couple other, you know, detailed examples of maybe what some other people are talking about. Is there anyone else that we haven't mentioned that we can highlight?
Yeah, Geraldine Brooks is coming, and her novel Horse, a novel, is an interesting story about some what she basically vocalizes is the most famous unknown horse when it comes to the horse racing industry. So she's obviously known for dozens of stories and books, and is an amazing author in her own right. But we also have Leslie Jordan, who's coming to talk to us from the main stage, and you know, everyone knows what a comedic master he is. So we're really excited to kind of mix it up this year and have a really eclectic representation and a good diverse diversity of individuals, diversity of topics. So we're really excited to kind of come back to the National Book Festival with, an amazing new lineup. We have a new literary director this year. His name is Clay Smith, and he and his team has put together, kind of like I said, this really eclectic smash of wonderful individuals, let alone authors.
Great. Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned Leslie Jordan, because, a lot of us remember, appearances on various shows and stuff like Will and Grace, etc. But Leslie Jordan's actually gone viral lately with a bunch of one of the most hilarious follows to have on Instagram and stuff. A whole new generation, I think, is appreciating Leslie Jordan.
Amazing that you mentioned that he's obviously appeared on Will and Grace, because Megan Mullaney is actually coming to interview him, which is going to be amazing.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. From fans of that show, a little blast from the past. I love it. Who else we got? I'm scanning the lineup. What's Mitch Albom coming to talk about?
Mitch Albom is celebrating the 25th anniversary of Tuesdays with Maury. So we're really excited that we're kind of, like you said, bringing other generations into it. So having that story be told again and reminding people of what an impact that story had on a lot of individuals growing up. And yeah, so the 25th anniversary of that story being told.
Wow. Yeah. When he was interviewing his former college professor, I believe, who it was battling ALS, was it? I think.
I believe so.
Yes. ALS. All right, cool. You listed a bunch of the people that are going to be there, but how's the layout in terms of like our listeners when they experience it? So I assume it's free that they can come in. So do they just, paint a visual picture? If they come in, what do? They go up the escalator and what do they see?
Yeah, great. So as I mentioned earlier, we have 10 author stages. We have, four main entrances to the convention center that are open. We open at 8:30 a.m. to doors, and our programming starts from 9 and it goes straight through until 8 p.m. When people arrive, you're going to have information booths. You're going to have volunteers in purple t-shirts pointing you around the convention center. And, at that point, it's like, we want you to walk around, experience, discover, talk to fellow book lovers and kind of immerse yourself in the experience. But one note that I've been conveying through a lot of these talks is I invite people to do their research ahead of time. We have so many offerings. We have 10 stages that are running programs simultaneously. You can't be in 10 places at once. So set your schedule, look at our website at loc.gov/bookfest and add things to your calendar. Look at what's happening at the same time. You can't go to everything, but you can eventually watch all of the programs, because we are recording all of them and we will be putting them up on the website for people to view as videos on demand.
Great. And will any of that be live streamed, in real time on the YouTube channel, or is it mostly you'll post them after the fact?
No, being virtual for 2 years, we learned a lot, and the appetite for people to get live programming is very high. So we will be streaming 3 of our stages this year. And that's the main stage, our young adult stage, and our stage of society and culture. So we'll have 3 stages that you can watch online on our YouTube channel and other streaming locations. So definitely tune in from wherever you are if you can't make it here.
Great. That's really cool that you're, there's been one silver lining of the pandemic, as horrible as it's been in so many ways. One silver lining is that, it has taught a lot of us how to use these virtual tools as we go forward. All right, cool. Well, before we run, tell me about this year's theme. I know last year was open a book, open the world, I believe. And this year is books bring us together. Just speak to why that's such a fitting theme this year.
Yeah, great memory, Jason. Books bring us together. We're talking about the difficulties of, a global pandemic and how we've had to all adjust. Being able to come back to an in-person event for the National Book Festival is really rewarding. And books do bring us together. We talk about this, internally, and kind of how we came up with the theme. It's not just the physicality of bringing people into the same room to hear about books and ask questions of their authors, but it's also connecting with individuals. It's sharing books. It's going to the local library. It's having conversation pieces at dinner parties. Books really do bring us together, and the stories that are being told, in modern age, are amazing. And we want to basically give an outlet for individuals to get connected with their audiences and for the audiences to connect with the authors.
Great. Well, again, everyone, it is the 2022 Library of Congress National Book Festival. It's going to be at the Washington Convention Center there on Mount Vernon Place Northwest. It'll be this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., I think you said. Doors open at 8:30 a.m. But like you said, head over to the website, loc.gov/bookfest, and see the whole lineup. And so you can sort of plan your day, because like you said, you can't be at all stages at once. So see who you want to see, and then you can bounce around once you got it all slated out. So, hey, Jared, it's always awesome chatting with you. Thanks for doing this again.
No, thanks for having me back, Jason. And I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thanks.